in the beginning of Parshas Truma, the Ramban tells us that Maimed Har Sinai, of which we read Bezrat Hashem in this week's Parsha, was an event that was obviously not to be repeated in the history of the world. It was to occur one time and one time only. For this reason, he explains, the Eibishter wanted the Shechina, since the Eibishter wanted the Shechina to remain in Klal Yisrael forever, so therefore we were given a mitzvah of the Mishkan. And he draws many interesting parallels between the Kedusha of Har Sinai and the Kedusha of the Mishkan. Brings interesting psukim which indicate that the Eichus of Hashros HaShchina and the Mishkan was the same quality as the Hashros HaShchina and Har Sinai. And just as the whole Kedusha on Har Sinai, the Ashros HaShchina and the ensuing Kedusha on Har Sinai was because of the Torah that was being given, so too he says the whole Kedusha that was in the Mishkan and later in the Beis HaMikdash is also because of the Kedusha of Torah. As we know quite obviously, too obviously, that unfortunately most of our history since Kabbalah of Torah, we have been without a Mishkan and without a Beis HaMikdash. And yet, through the infinite Chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we find an extension, a certain dimension of Ashros HaShchina that we had at Har Sinai. We find it with us today. And I'm referring to a Mishnah in the third parak of Avos, also referred to in part in a Gemara in Brachas Daf Vav. Rabbi Chanachta Ish Kvar Chananya Omer, Asora Shiyoshvin, Vyoskin Bishchina, Vyoskin Betoira, Shchina Shruya Beinehem, Shenemar Vehashem Nitz. Elokim nitzov ba'adas keo, menayin afilu chamisho, shenemar agudoso al eretz yisodo, menayin afilu shmosho, shenemar bekerev Elohim yishbot, menayin afilu shnayim, shenemar oz nidbru yirei Hashem ish oreyehu, vayakshev Hashem vayishmo. Menayin afilu echot sheyoshev v'osek b'toyra, even one person, menayin afilu echot sheyoshev v'osek b'toyra sheshchina shruya olov shenemar b'chol mokom asher askir eshmi shom ovo eilecho v'irachticho. It always fascinated me that this pasuk that the Tano brings as a raya for the fact that even one person who sits and learns Torah, that the Shechina descends upon him, it always fascinated me that this pasuk is found in the end of Parshas Yisro. As if the Torah is being merames to us, that even though Kabbalas HaTorah will happen one time in history, that even though there will be an extension of the Hashras Hashchina of Har Sinai in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash. That's also going to be temporary. But the Hashras Hashchina that we read about in Parshas Yisro, that rested on Har Sinai through Kabbalah of Torah, a dimension of that Hashras Hashchina is going to be with Klal Yisrael forever. And the remez to that is at the end of the parsha, where this pasuk is brought down. B'chol mokom asher askir eshmi, sham ovo einecho veirachticho. B'moshon yochi, veirachticho. Rashi learned pshat b'chol mokom asher askir. She'etein das b'libecho nahaskir eshmi. The Netziv explains, he understands the raya. The Gemara in Brachos also brings the same raya to this fact as the Mishnah does in Avos. He says that since we know that the Torah are shemos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah that Eberster gave on Har Sinai, that the Torah is Ratzu from the beginning of Bereshis to the Lamed of Lenei Kol Yisrael. The Torah is a combination, continuous string of Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore he says that's the Raya of the Pasuk is speaking about learning Torah. Chomoko Masher Askir Eshmi. So Rashi learns every place where I motivate you to sit and learn Torah. The Netziv learns because of my mitzvah, mitzvah you to learn Torah. That's why we use a lashon askir, I cause you to remember my name. There's a fascinating Ruach HaChaim here. The Ruach HaChaim says that even though I'm the one who gives you the ability to learn Torah, the Eberster gives us life and gives us health, and gives us the blessing of sight and the blessing of intellect. All that he says is included in the whole package is included in the word askir. Even though I'm the one who is giving you the wherewithal, making it possible for you to learn Torah. So you really owe, I really owe you nothing. Nevertheless, ovo einecho veirachticho, my shchino will come to rest upon you and I will bless you. It gives us a new understanding into a brisa in Perek Vav of Avos to Reb Nosson. And the brisa heavy misabek be'afarag lehim. So the Chazal say as followed, Ketzah, v'zman she'talmud chochem nichnas le'ir, al tomar eini tzorichlo, elo neich etzlo, and when you come to him, al toshev imo, lo al gabe mito, lo al kise, lo al safso. Don't relate to him as an equal. And lo shev lefono van ha'oretz. He sits on the chair, or he sits on the bench or the bed, and you sit on the ground before him. V'chodover sheyetze mepiv, kabonehu olecho, every word that you hear from the Talmud Chochem, you should be mekabel from him, be'ema, Biyira, Bereses, Biziya, Kederech Shekibu Avosenu Mehar Sinai, Be'emo, Biyira, Bereses, Biziya. Every word you hear from the mouth of the Talmud Chochem, you should be makabo with the awe and the reverence and with the trembling, just as our forefathers were makabo the Torah Mehar Sinai. That's the notion of the Braisa. According to what we're saying now, it's not just a moshul. It doesn't even refer to the fact, it necessarily doesn't only refer to the fact, I should say, that the Torah that we learn from our Rebbeim does come to us from Rebbe to Talmud, from Rebbe to Talmud, going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. But it happens to be a metzias. When the Braisa says that a man sits before his Rebbe and he's mekabel Torah from his Rebbe, he is reliving the experience of Kabbalah Satorah and Har Sinai. Because the same Shina a dimension of that Shekhinah, obviously not the Eichus of the Shekhinah that we found perpetuated in the Mishkan. We're not talking about that quality of Shekhinah, but definitely the same dimension of Shekhinah that rested on Har, a dimension of the Shekhinah that rested on Har Sinai because of Kabbalah's Torah. That's the Hashros HaShekhinah that Tano speaks about in Avos, that comes to rest upon a person when he opens his Gemara and he starts to learn. And that's what the Chazal referred to. I don't remember where I found the Chazal. I've asked and I'm still looking for it. But there's another Chazal, Nikmirin Zinin, it's also a Braisa. Another Chazal which says that one of the Chazal mentioned that when he used to learn Torah from his Rebbe sat on a stone and the Talmidim sat on the ground in the field around him. And the Chazal said that stone to him represented Maimon Har Sinai. When he looked at that stone where his Rebbe was sitting, teaching Torah, that he related to that stone like a Maimon Har Sinai. And now we can understand why. Because there's a Hashros, a person sits and learns. There's a Hashros HaShekhinah, even one person. The Hashros, a dimension of the same Hashros HaShekhinah that came on Har Sinai and that descended on the Mishkan due to the mitzvah of Limud Torah. I recently thought of a fascinating insight into a Mishnah in the end of Brachos, a Gemara at the end of Brachos that I wanted to share with you. Now, I came upon the Gemara again. I had learned it previously. The question did not register. But somehow when I came upon this Gemara a couple weeks ago, an interesting question posed itself to me. I hold the answer is Poshet that I want to share with you. It says in the very last Omer HaBrachos, Omer Rabbi Levi ben Chiyo, Hayotzei mebeis HaKnesses v'nichnas mebeis Medrash. In the time of the Chazal, the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis Medrash were two separate buildings, not as we have today, that we daven in the Beis Medrash also. So he says, Hayotzei mebeis HaKnesses v'nichnas mebeis Medrash, v'osek b'toyre, zoiche umakabel pnei hashkino shenemar yechu michayon el choyo yeiro el olkim betzion. The person who leaves davening and he sits down and he learns Torah, Yotzei mibeis HaKnesses v'nichnas lebeis Medrash v'oseik b'Torah, zoicha u'mekabel pnei Hashkina, shenemar yechu michayon olchoyo yeiroi olokim b'tzion. So it occurred to me an interesting question. We mentioned the Tana says in Avos, in a similar Gemara I mentioned in Brachas Davov, that Asora Sheyoshvim Vyoskim B'Toyra Shchina Shruya Beinehem Afilu Chamisha Afilu Shrosha Shnaim Afilu Echad Yoshev Vyosek B'Toyra Shchina Shruya Beinehem. So why, what is the Gemara talking about here? A person who goes from the Beis HaKnesses to the Beis Medrash, so he's Zoyche to be Mekabo the Pnei Hashchina. I mean, the Tano and the Mishnah doesn't make any such condition. You don't have to go from the Beis HaKnesses to the Beis Medrash to be Zoyche to the Shekhinah. All you have to do is open up your Gemara. Menayin afilu echad yoshev yosek b'Torah, the Shekhinah shuya omok. So we have a raya, b'kol mokom asher asker eshmi, shom ovo elecho veirachticho. I wanted to say as follows. There's a Gevaltik Rabbeinu Yoina in the end of the fourth parak of Brachos. The Rabbeinu Yoina is speaking about a Gemara that says a person's Mechadesh the Chodesh, by Kiddush Mavona every month is Kiyimu Zoicha Umakabel Pnei Hashkina. This concept that the Gemara touches upon in the end of Brochus. I don't want to go into the entire Rabbeinu Yonah. The whole Rabbeinu Yonah is fascinating. A gewaltig chizug in Amuna, but it's not within the confines of what I'd like to speak about today. But that which I do want to mention is that from the Rabbeinu Yonah comes out clearly that the concept of being mekabel pnei Hashkina reflects a special degree of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A man can be out in the courtyard of the palace and they have loudspeakers set up and the king is in the inner chambers and he's speaking and everybody, thousands of people from all over the empire, they all come to listen to the message of the king. And they have a certain awareness of the melech, they have a certain akara. The people who are inside, in the room from which he is speaking, have a completely different, a more keen, a perception of much greater clarity of the melech than the person who's speaking, who's standing way out in the courtyard in a far corner of the field. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, when Rosh Chodesh comes, and a person recognizes the hischachus of the Bria through the hand of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, a person comes to recognize the handiwork of Hashem, there's a new akara in the Borei Olam. And that Zoicha Mekabel Pnei Hashkina, like you come and you're Mekabel to Pnei HaMelech. That's what he says. So I wanted to say, Bepashtis, that's what the Gemara says here. When we speak about the Hashras Hashkina that dwells upon a person when he sits and learns Torah, that in itself is a gewaltig madrega. But there are different madregas in that Hashras Hashkina. And there's a special madrega where a person can be mekabel de pnei HaMelech. It's a special siyata d'shmaya to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his learning of Torah. You know, the Rabbeinu Yonah speaks there about being makir Hashem in history, to recognize Hashem in nature. The third and the most obvious and the greatest manifestation of the existence of the Borei Olam in the world, more than nature and more than history, is the Torah. So I wanted to suggest that that's the pshat. A person who's makbi to go from the Beis HaKnesses immediately to sit down and learn, he goes from the Beis HaKnesses to the Beis HaMedrash, he's zoicha to a greater degree of hakara, a greater degree of siyata d'shmaya through this shchina that comes to rest upon him. Eino chinami. The person who sits down and learns without coming from the Beis HaKnesses to the Beis HaMedrash, the shchina rests upon him too. But the Tana doesn't say kimu makabu pnei hashchina. The Tana says shchina shruya olav. That's a different madrega. And I forgot completely until this afternoon when I was preparing, you know, for the shmuas today, I forgot completely that the Rabbeinu Bechai mentions that specifically on this Mishnah in Ovos that I mentioned before. He asked the question that the Gemara deals with in Brachas also. He says, if the Shina rests upon one person who sits and learns Torah, then why does the Tana have to go through the whole Arichas, 10 people, 5 people, 3 people, 2 people, and 1 person? And one person, Amachas Kama Vakama, that is going to rest upon more than one person who sits and learns. And you bring different psukim, Mizrayas, for each of these different madregas. So the Rabbeinu Bechai says, Yesh Mavayer, ki Ashros Hashino im Kumon, Einon Toichen Echo. There's a different quality of Ashros Hashino, Ein Madrego Shover. The Mishnah uses the same lashon for all the level, the Rabbeinu Bechai said, but they're all different qualities of Shchina. Ein madrego shova, ela kefi rebuyim tarbe hakedusha v'yagdu koach haschus. The more people that sit and learn, the greater is the mitzvah, the greater is the kiddush shem shamayim in the world, the greater is the kovet that we give for Torah. So therefore the quality of Shechina is different. And therefore the schus that one gets in his learning of Torah is different. So Mamela, he says exactly what I was thinking of Pshat in the end of Brochas. That Eidoch Inami, that anyone who sits and learns Torah, even if he doesn't go from the base of Medrash right after the base of Knesset, he sits and learns. Not immediately after davening. Not always when we are learning, is it always after a tefillah. So also there's Ashras Hashchina, but the quality of Ashras Hashchina is different. Just like it's different when one person sits and learns, when two people, three people, five and ten people are sitting and learning. They're different madrigas to Ashras Hashchina. The Teferis Yisrael teaches up very beautifully, practically, what do we mean by this Hashras Hashchina. In a certain sense, I would say it relates to how I wanted to define it based on this Rabbeinu Yoinin Brochus. And he says, Hashba Elokis Nohoir Einehem Bechochme. The Hashras Hashchina brings a special siyata dishmaya upon the person who sits and learns to be mechavein the emes of Torah, to have hatzlocha in sight of dishmaya in his learning. I was thinking today that this gives me a new insight into a person who's mevatel Torah. He's sitting and learning in the Beis Medrash and all of a sudden he stops the battle, or he leaves the Beis Medrash to go to the room, or he goes down to take a phone call. He's mafsik in his learning. So it occurred to me that based on what we've said, the Gemara in Kedushin relates to that person. I want to share with you Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Aleph. Omer Reb Yitzchok, Kong ho over avera beseser ki ilu dochek ragne hashchina. That's the lashon of the Chazal. He pushes away kvayocho the feet of a kodesh baruch hu. Shenemar ko amar Hashem hashamayim kisi ha'ores hadom ragnai. It's if the Eibishter's feet kvayocho are resting on the earth, his footstool. Referring to the Ashgocha Pratis, the Ashros Hashchina that starts up, so to speak, in the heavens and extends downward on earth. So Rashi says, over b'seiser, the man does an Aveira secretively, Omer, by his actions, he says, Ein hamokom kan, the Eibishter's not here, because he's not afraid of the Eibishter. He just sees that people aren't around. The Eibishter's not here. Nefika chunistar, therefore he hides himself. Nomar ein yodea nimsa kedochek ragnov umekatsro. Nomar einka. It's like he would cut off the bottom of the apron. He's not here. He's not on the earth. He doesn't see me. He doesn't know what I'm doing. He's doing an aveira b'seiser. So that's the lashon that does. He's doiche ragnov yashchina. Similarly, Rashi teaches the next Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Osur liyodom. Shiyahalech arba amos bekomos akufa. It's also for a man to walk down at amos with an arrogant stance. Sometimes I see people walking down the street, thank God not too much. Sometimes I see people that walk down the street like this with such a gaiva. That's called komos akufa. A man has to walk with humility. Not walk, it doesn't have to be bent over like this, but a person has to walk with a gait of humility. I was once sitting, on Rehov Strauss with the Rav in the car waiting for someone or something, and we saw a certain person we both knew walking across the street, and the Rav said, let's observe the way the person is walking. You can tell a lot about a man by the way he walks. The whole personality of an individual is reflected in the way a person walks many times. So Rashi says, oh, what's the pasuk that the Gemara brings down?
Omer Bishuv and Osir Yodom Yahalech Arba Amos Bekoma Skufa Shenemar Mole Koho Oretz Kvodo Zudrashi Mashme Shemistarbe Vyored Namato King of the Shinner comes down from heaven and fills the whole world. Hazokev Komoso, and a person walks around like this. He's pushing the Shina out of his Dalet Amos. He needs the room. The Rashi also mentions, it occurred to me today that based on what we have said before, that a person sits and learns Torah, the Shina comes to rest upon him. Has to show him there's no more effective way. I don't like to use the word effective. There's no more obvious way to chas v'sholom push away the shina from our damet amos than to battle in the middle of learning, or to leave the Gemara and leave the Beis Medrash altogether and go outside and waste time here and waste time there. It's being chas v'sholom doyche the shina. Here a man sits and he learns, and the shina comes to rest upon him. And he's zoicha to a special siyata dishmaya, a special kedusha, a special tahara, and all of a sudden he starts to battle away, goes here, goes there. He shoves the shchina out of his existence. I wanted to conclude with two interesting observations that hopefully will help us remember this Shmuz every morning. Notice I said us, I didn't say you. I also want to remember this Shmuz every morning because it'll help me in my learning, as I hope it'll help you in your learning. In Mem Simen Mem Zayin of Orachayim, we have brought down the dinim of Birchas HaTorah. And the Torah mentions the brachas that we say every morning, Nasot B'divrei Torah, V'harevna, and Asher B'charbonu. After referring to Nasot B'divrei Torah and Harevna, the Torah addresses himself to the next bracha. Asher b'charbonu mikol olamim, etc. And then he goes on to give us a whole hesper of what kind of kavana we should have in that bracha. V'yechavein b'birchoso al maimed har Sinai. We should have kavana when we say Asher b'charbonu. We should have kavana on what we read about in Parshas Yisro. Maimed har Sinai, Asher b'charbonu mikol olamim, Korvanu lifnei har Sinai, Hishmionu devorov mitocho eish, Nosan lonu toroso hakedoshe, Shehi beis chayenu klichem doso, Shohoyo mishtasheya bo bechoyom. The Bach says, what is the Torah giving us here a whole parish of the bracha for? We understand what the words mean, it's very poshut. Why does he... what's he telling us here? So the Bach says that the Torah is bothered with Akasha. Why is it that by Birchas HaTorah we have two brachas, and by no other mitzvah do we have two brachas? We have one bracha, as I shared, Kirishonu, the mitzvah of Tzivanu, Masok, the Divrei Torah. That should be sufficient. That's the bracha of the mitzvah. And we have two brachas, Harevna, and Nasot V'Divrei Torah and HaRevna, as we know, are one bracha. We don't say Amen between them. We start HaRevna with the Vav HaChibur. So the Bach says as follows. He mentions previously the Lashon Nasot V'Divrei Torah refers to the mitzvah of Amelus in learning. The main mitzvah of learning Torah is not to read the words, but for a person to weary himself physically and intellectually and be makabel the whole of Torah, to understand the learning. Ha'omel v'toreach, As the Pasuk says, "Bechukosai seinechu," the Chazal say, "Shetehei amelim b'toyrin." Then he says, what's the connection between Nasov b'divrei Torah in the second part of the bracha of Aharevno? Hu lefisha kodesh baruch hu ozer v'tomeh ha'osek b'toyrah u'mangamed oso nahavino al burya. You hear what he says? So Moya Tikazach, we end the bracha ha'mangamed Torah ayamo Yisrael. That the person who sits and learns Torah ba'amenus Nasov b'divrei Torah, when it's difficult for him to learn, when it's hard for him to concentrate, when a chavrusa sometimes is sick and he's sitting alone in a base medrash, the person who's an oseik b'divrei Torah, the Eibishter will come to help him. There is no question. And I also would add that he'll get a geshmak in learning. Everybody wants a cheshek in learning. Everybody wants to get a sweetness, taste the sweetness of learning. The bracha v'harevna, the tefillah, for sighted ishmael and understanding learning, and for tasting the sweetness of learning, comes only after the bracha masuk b'divrei Torah. Everybody would like to put the first part of the bracha first. Start out v'arevno. Once I get a geshmak, then I'll be able to be oseik b'toyre. But it doesn't work that way. A man first has to be oseik in Torah and accept upon himself the amelus and the tircha of Torah, then he'll come to the harevno and have the valtik sighted ishmael. That's so the Bach teaches up for us this first bracha of birchas haTorah, the birchas haMitzvah, the bracha for the mitzvah of masok b'divrei Torah. Then he says the second bracha is really not a bracha for the mitzvah of learning Torah. It's a bracha of hodoyah v'shevach to a kodesh baruch hu. Al mash nosan lano toroso kuichem doso, and he mentions the tour, and he says that's why the tour says that we're supposed to remind ourselves when we say asher bochar banu of maimed har sinai, and he refers to the pasuk in parshas v'yeschanon. Nefisha hizir osano b'toroso shelo nishkach maimed har sinai kamosha kosu b'parshas v'eschanon raki shomer lecho shmor nafshecho miyod pentishkach says advorim asher roe necho yom asher marato lifnei Hashem lokecho b'choreiv. So he says that's why we have the second bracha. The second bracha is mentioned in connection with the bracha asher ki yishom al asot b'divrei Torah, because there's a special mitzvah in the Torah to remember every day Maimed Har Sinai. That's the way he learned Pshat. So when we say that's why, he elaborates what kavanah we're supposed to have, because that's the Eker bracha. It's not another bracha, a second bracha for the mitzvah of learning Torah. For the mitzvah of learning Torah, we have one bracha. Nasok b'divrei Torah ha'manalei Torah ha'mo Yisrael. The second bracha is a bracha of hodoyah of v'shevach ta'kodesh baruch hu that he gave us the Torah in Har Sinai. A fact that we're supposed to always remember, never supposed to forget. According to what we have said today, I would add this nekuda, that another reason that we're supposed to remind ourselves every morning when we say asher bochar banu of maimed Har Sinai, is it right after we say the bracha of mitzvah of learning Torah, is in order to remind us and to give us a devoted chizuk in our learning, that when we'll sit and be mekayim the bracha ma'asot b'divrei Torah, we are reliving the experience of maimed har sinai. That when we say the brachas in the morning, it gives us a devoted chizuk. The brachas were divine, designed to give us a devoted chizuk, to strengthen our motivation in learning Torah. That we should know that during the day when we sit and learn Torah, that we are reliving the experience of Maimed Har Sinai. That the Shechina is going to come to rest upon us. A dimension of that Shechina that we read about in the Parsha. Because it's the same Parsha that speaks about Kabbalah, the Torah, we have the Pasuk, Kol Mokom Asher Askira Shmi Shamovo Inechu Veirachticha. And not only that, but when we will sit and learn, because of the Shechina that will come to rest upon us, will be zoicha to a special siyata dishmaya and a special hatzlocha in our learning.